the first element that we have now is that we have this deadline of March to trigger Article 50, hoping that the British government can stick to it or will stick to it. That's the first deadline milestone that we have. So at least it gives one perspective. From that, we know it takes 2 years, according to the Article 50, so we are starting to see a time frame. So I would say, yes, we have a little bit more certainty into the process now. What we do at the British Chamber is that we encourage all of our member companies to really do some due diligence. What it is for them that they have in the UK that they would like to preserve, to see preserved in a deal, in a future deal between the UK and the EU. What's really important? My plea to Belgian companies is be granular, be precise, and be clear about what you want.
I'm Hans Hock. I'm a senior managing director at FTI Consulting in Brussels. Brexit is very worrying for many businesses indeed. It's difficult to see how this is going to end. It's very difficult to see what the outcomes are going to be, and that is uncertain, and businesses don't like that. It's very fair to say that the forces or the concerns, the discontent that caused Brexit is applicable in many member states. It's not only Europe, it's outside of Europe as well. So I do think it's Brexit is not an isolated item. Funny, I'm Dutch myself, so I'm quite nervous as well. French, German elections, many elections. So there's definitely going to be a lot of activity in that space, and we have to hope for the best.
My name is Marcia De Wolf. I'm the Community Engagement Director here at St. John's International School. Well, we're a school that encourages critical thinking in our students and to be, you know, articulate on world events, etc. So we felt we didn't really see this type of event out there yet, what the actual impact on Belgium is. And in our community, our teachers, our parents, they're concerned, especially those who have British citizenship. Some have applied for Belgium. And we felt it's our duty to put something out there. We were pleasantly surprised with the caliber of people we were able to get and the diversity of the panel. And it was an absolutely amazing evening, I thought. It answered a lot of questions. It also showed a lot of the questions that are still out there. And we're very grateful that we have the facilities that we can host such an event. So it's been a good evening.